he might say he needs to fill that
cavity
or that one
tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around the teeth is the
your gum.
And
Minnesota's goom. Right?
I don't use that.
No.
This here is my
that's your palm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
And both of them are
two fists.
And let me see, this here is my...
Your eye.
Okay. And this is...
your nose.
And this is...
your chin.
And...
Reminds me of the joke, you gotta use your ass. I'll tell you that.
This is...
Your finger.
And this is...
Your thumb.
And these are all...
All fingers.
And let me see, on this here, this is my...
Wrist.
And both of them are
wrists.
And this is my.
That's your forearm.
Okay, and this here is a
elbow.
And this is a
your stomach.
And these two are
knees.
And this up here is a
your thighs.
And this is a
your ankle.
The front part of my head is my
your face.
And any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or
joint.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body is his
torso.
Okay.
Trunk.
Or up here is
his chest.
And then
shoulders.
And then this here is a
your hand.
Okay, and both of them are
hands.
And this here is a the whole thing.
Leg.
And at the bottom of the leg is a
foot.
Okay, and you have two
feet.
And the front part of the leg here is a
I call it a shank.
Shank. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And if someone's been sick for a while, and now he's up and around, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit...
A little peaked.
Peaked, okay. And somebody who can lift heavy weights.
He's strong.
Okay. Somebody who will never spend a cent.
Tightwad.
If you don't want to go upstairs, let's say, in the dark, you might say you're what?
Scared.
Okay. And other words you would use for that?
Afraid.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
Easily frightened? He's a scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat?
Yeah.
When you were a kid? A place like that, sort of maybe like a dark road next to a graveyard...
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you'd call that a
spooky
place.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's kick that over. Okay. And if you're talking about somebody who's grown up now, but when they were younger, they were scared a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or put it the other way around: somebody who's scared a lot now, but when they were younger, they weren't scared a lot. You might say, well, she gets frightened easy, or she's now afraid, but she what?
She used not be afraid.
Used not be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't used to be, would you ever use?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked and goes out, you'd say he's very...
Well, he's very careless.
And somebody who loses his temper real easy, you say he's...
Flies off the handle.
Okay. And you might say, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get...
I didn't know he'd get mad.
Okay. And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, just
keep calm, keep cool.
Okay. And, if you've been working very hard all day long, you say you're very...
I'm exhausted, I'm tired.
Okay. If you wanted to use wear out, you're all...
Worn out.
Okay. And if a person has been quite well, and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say last night she suddenly...